And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." Very interesting, huh? Here's the very first of these three touch points that we begin to see to be a problem. Truth was replaced with self-deception.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy begins his series, A Balanced Life. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center with this series this week. Very practical as we get into God's Word and understand this thing about balance in our life and what the Bible has to say to bring balance into our life. Because, boy, it is easy to get out of balance. Just before we get into the teaching, however, and I can't believe it, the countdown to the Hope for Your Home conferences just around the corner. We begin about, what, less than 7 weeks now. Dr. Kevin Lehman and I, we're going to be in Albuquerque at Hoffmantown Church on April the 7th. It's a Saturday morning, and we did this intentionally. That makes sense, right? Intentionally, we started at 8:30 in the morning. We're going to go for 4 hours. We're going to do a lot of teaching. There's going to be a lot of opportunity to grow. We got all of our resources there, and we're going to unpack what we believe to be the top most effective ways to be intentional with your kids as a parent, with little ones or adult children, and for your marriage. Not only are you going to get hope, but you're going to get some humor, a lot of it, and you're going to get some practical help. Albuquerque, Saturday, April 7th, Hoffmantown Church, and then Glendale in the Phoenix area, Saturday, April 21st, limited seating. Come and grow your intimacy in your marriage. Learn to communicate. Get your kids to willingly talk to you. Boy, that's a trick, isn't it? Discover why praise can be destructive to your children. So what do you replace it with? We're going to talk about all these things. Kevin Lehman and I, get your tickets today. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on events. Get your tickets for the Hope for Your Home series, Albuquerque and Phoenix. All right, let's begin the teaching today on A Balanced Life. I'm teaching at a mental health conference, and get a chance to talk to people who are coming. Probably many of them have mental health problems, struggling, and they want me to come and talk about the power of one thing and talk about intentional living and talk about mental health and so on. And well, I want to share with you a little bit of what I want to share with these folks this weekend. And I thought about different titles. One was, you know, have a good mindset. And, of course, we've talked about our minds and so on. I thought about, you know, really what we face when we struggle with mental health issues, because we all do, don't we? One of the first things I learned when I was going through my training in psychology was there's a line of normalcy. And some people are over here on the more normal side. And then it moves toward what we call abnormal psychology, where there are people who are struggling with pathologies. And so in my training to receive my doctorate in psychology, we studied the full gamut of what's normal and what we classify as abnormal. And of course, we got this big manual that I've showed you before, this DSM-IV manual that just kind of outlines all of what abnormal things look like. And the disturbing thing is when you're going through this training and you start reading all of these things, you realize you have all of the psychological problems yourself. It's like reading a medical book. You ever done that? You Google something and you say, well, I got that symptom, that symptom, that symptom. That must be me. And in our lives, when we think about what's normal or what's abnormal, it's on this continuum. And we know that the result of the problems we have with our minds and with our lives is due to sin. Ultimately, it goes back to what happened in the book of Genesis. And I want to talk about that in a moment. That really set off this cascading problem that we all face in our lives today. Some of us, it may be with anxiety, or it may be with depression. It may be with our emotions or relating with other people. All the way to having, you know, schizophrenia and other kinds of more disturbing mental illnesses that really need treatment. And one of the messages I'm going to have at the conference this weekend is there's help available. There's people who are trained who can help you. And in some cases, when it's appropriate, there's medications. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's certain medications that can help. We see that people in the Scripture, throughout Scripture, struggled with mental illness. Some of the great giants of our faith struggled with mental illness. And so we kind of put mental illness sometimes into a different category than if we have cancer or diabetes or break our leg, when this is just another issue that needs to be treated. But like everything in our life, there's a spiritual component, and I want to touch on that today as well, and primarily in terms of how do we live a balanced life. Now, we all knew from childhood that there's five senses, how we interface with the world, right? Through our touch, our sight, our hearing, our taste, and our smell. These are the ways that we interface with the world around us. And maybe you know someone who's lost one of those senses. They can't see. They're blind. I don't know what your reaction is, but have you ever noticed that people who are blind learn to adapt? They start to use other senses to pick up from the ones that they've lost. We have a person in our neighborhood who's totally deaf. In fact, I think both he and his wife are totally deaf. And I'll see him many days standing in the driveway with his camera taking pictures of the cloud formations and looking at nature around him. We kind of blow it off, but this is his way of hearing. So he's using his sight to bring into his life the things that we hear, the birds and the air and the noises and all the things that we hear around us. He's adapted by using his sight, and others who have lost their sight adapt. And then you think of someone like Helen Keller, who could neither see nor hear. It's almost unbelievable, isn't it? And yet she grew up to be this magnificent woman. And of course, I've shared one of her most famous quotes with you before, where she says, "Pity the person who has sight but has no vision." And I thought, boy, isn't that really sort of a picture of we can have these senses and they could be well tuned and working well, but we miss the things that are around us. But I don't want to focus on the five senses. I want to focus on three things that are more internal. Three things, what I refer to as the touch points that we have with the world around us that kind of make us who we are. Now, I know we're born with certain genetic dispositions. We pick that up from our parents and grandparents, and there's a genetic component that each of us bring here today. We know there's environment impacts how we relate to the world. We know birth order can impact. I heard a report this week on the news that there's a brand new study that's been done that shows that firstborns have higher IQs than babies. We babies just have to try harder. I guess that's what it is. And they're saying because firstborns get more attention from the parents and they're read to more often and they're catered to and all the things that happen with firstborns, right? And by the time the babies of the family come along, you know, we kind of just fit in. And so we don't get the same attention. So that impacts the relationships and how we interact with the world.
This is Intentional Living, and Dr. Randy will be back in just a minute. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Randy will continue his teaching right after this.
Will you trade 7 more years for 40 minutes? Of course you would.
From the Intentional Living Center, this is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's King Hoover, our intentional health coach.
For years now, we've heard that regular exercise turns back the clock, but now we know by how much. Referencing a new study in Preventive Magazine, telomere lengths, the part of the chromosome linked to aging and disease potential, were 7 years longer in those who exercised 40 minutes per day, 5 days per week. You can add a couple more years with a bit more time in the gym, but the real question is for you, what are you going to do with your 7 years? The answer, anything you want. For Intentional Living, I'm King Hoover.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, with a name like Intentional Living, you gotta believe that Dr. Randy wants you to be intentional. And you'd be right. This month, he's helping you to be intentional for your life. And when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's monthly coaching CDs, but you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes two of Dr. Randy's books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call anytime 1-888-888-1717 and press option number 4.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions of this entire study. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
When we think of living a well-balanced life, because I want to focus on these three balance points, these three touch points, that I think when they get out of balance in our life, create the kind of problems that we face. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But when we think about a well-balanced life, we hear things like eat well, exercise, get plenty of sleep, you know, stay positive, go to church. We want to live a well-balanced life, and probably many of you are trying to do that. You do these things. And yet what we see in our culture, and we face it even in our own personal lives, is unhappiness, exhaustion, fearfulness, overweight, frustrated, lazy. We face these problems. And then we face these mental health issues in our life as well. Why is that? You know, when we think about the five essential areas that we teach here at Intentional Living, and if I were to put a line up on the board and say, from really wrestling to being excellent and well in balance on these five essentials, where would you put yourself? From, let's say, from 1 to 10 on your area of your faith. Is that, do you have a good balance of your faith? Is your faith growing? Do you have a good relationship with Christ? Is it a well-balanced part of your life? What about your family relationships, your marriage if you're married, or your kids or family members? How well-balanced is that? Is that a healthy part of your life? And then we talk about finances. How well-balanced are you in that area? Or in work? You know, how well-balanced are you in the work area of your life, and so on? So these five essential areas are important to us. And the Bible really takes us back to what I think is the beginning of the problem that we face when it comes to not only our mental health, but how our life, even as people who are doing well, how our life can get out of balance so easily. And we, of course, say it's sin, right? As Christians, we know that sin is the problem. But let's go back and try to understand what happened. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Genesis. And let's go right to the beginning of the story, because I think if you're going to have a problem, good place to find out is right at the beginning of the story. What happened? Now, of course, we know what happened when we think about the story of Adam and Eve, and we know their sin. But if I could just take you a little deeper into 8 verses that we find in the book of Genesis chapter 3, where we see the temptation that led to sin. There are 3 things that occurred that have psychological impact on our lives today. 3 things that occurred there that were not only spiritual, but impacted our psychology today and our relationships today. And so, if you have your Bible, let's turn to Genesis chapter 3 and read this very familiar story. Beginning with verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And we know we're speaking of Satan here, right? And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" We're going to see in a moment the deception that's starting to occur here. Listen carefully, compared to what God actually did say, to what even how Eve responds to Satan. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, nor shall you touch it," which God never said. You won't find that anywhere. So already Eve is beginning to say things or believe things that were not biblically factual. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die, for God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God." Very interesting, huh? Here's the very first of these three touch points that we begin to see to be a problem. Truth was replaced with self-deception. Truth was replaced with self-deception. You know, someone said that we become what we think about most of the time. Isn't that true? And we deceive ourselves today. When sin entered the world with self-deception, we are still deceiving ourselves. We lie to ourselves. This is a mental thing. Satan was playing with Eve's head. He was deceiving her. He was talking to her. He was causing her to start to believe something different than the truth. And one of the reasons I think we have some of the mental illness problems we have today, in very practical terms, is that instead of focusing on truth, we focus on self-deception. I'll give you two examples.
Well, you're going to have to wait for those, but they're coming. You know, we're talking about A Balanced Life this week, a series on intentional living designed to encourage you. We're in this together. Thank you for being a part of the team. I want to say thanks to members, by the way. We're all in this together. We got a world out there that desperately needs to know about Christ and the truth, and it begins right in our own homes. And intentional living is a home project, right? It starts at home. And that's why we're here, to encourage you in the process. And I want to say thanks to those of you who, frankly, are making this possible. You support the ministry. And every day when I see new members coming who are saying, "Hey, count me in. I want to be on this journey. We're in this together. Count me in as a monthly supporter." And then giving me a chance to send out to you our new member kit with two of our best-selling books, very practical books on marriage and personal development. And then every month, a brand new teaching from me to you on CD. That's how we get it to you, to say thanks for your support. It's a great privilege. Can I ask you to be one right now, you and maybe you and four others right now, five people who would just say, "Randy, we're on with you. We want to be a part of this." And come and join us. A couple ways during West Coast business hours, you can always call 888-888-1717 and press number 4 to talk to our team. Or you can go online anytime, safe and securely at your convenience, and sign up to be a part of the Intentional Living family. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. All right, Joy, you've been very patient standing by on the phone. So, Joy, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Appreciate your call. I love your name, Joy. That's a great name. Are you a joyful person?
I try to be every day.
Good for you. Well, I appreciate your call. What's your question today?
I was calling because I wanted to get some advice or direction on how to deal with a spouse who used to know Christ, used to believe in Christ, but has since, as an adult, turned away from Christ and has buried himself in alcohol. And now a lot of strife in our marriage is coming from myself finding my religion and my faith and being a Christ follower now, that he thinks that I think I'm too good of a person now, or I try to act like I'm too good of a person.
Yeah. You know, it's an interesting thing over the years, Joy, in talking with people just like yourself who have talked about this very same story. I've heard it over and over. There's something interesting where a Christian person maybe marries a person who's not a Christian or not growing, and then they come to Christ, and sometimes it creates an imbalance. It's almost as though the relationship was built on some form of inequality spiritually, and then it changes, and couples can't deal with it. And then you can further complicate it when you have the kind of thing you mentioned. If your husband's, you know, as you put it, immersing himself in alcohol, when you say he's doing immersing himself in alcohol, does that mean that he's an alcoholic?
Yes. He's what I refer to as a functioning alcoholic.
And what does he refer to it?
He thinks he has a problem, but he believes it's not a problem big enough to where he needs to do anything about it.
Are those of you who love him ever confronted him with this?
Yes, we have. And in fact, we have probably more so in the last 6 months. He is what I would consider a functioning alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
He drinks until he passes out. And he does so anytime he does not have to be at work.
Mm.
So if he has to work, then he won't drink. But if he's not at work and he doesn't have that work commitment, then that's pretty much all he's doing.
Yeah. Did he have a drinking problem before, or did it start? Was there something that started the drinking? Or
I would say he's always had a substance abuse problem. It wasn't always just alcohol. There was drugs involved for a short period of time. And the alcohol has just gotten worse over the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so sorry. I mean, the stories that we hear with the abuse of substances, including alcohol, and what it does to families is just, you know, it's tragic. And we know it's a disease. Some people seem to be able to handle it, and others cannot. Until your husband gets to a place where he recognizes he's got to get help and get treatment. This is a progressive thing. It doesn't tend to just flatten out. It gets to be progressive physically and otherwise as far as the impact. And the fact that you're growing spiritually is a good thing. The fact that you have people in your life is a good thing. People who, you know, love the Lord and can strengthen you in your own walk with Christ, those are all very positive things. It sounds like you've confronted your husband. I just would encourage you, Joy, to make sure you're getting good counsel on how to handle this. If your husband's an alcoholic, you know how to, as a person who loves an alcoholic, how to deal with that. I think you're not to enable him, and you're not to, you know, support that. And there's maybe a time where there's going to have to be a confrontation to hold somebody accountable in terms of how alcohol can be destructive. Do you have good people around you that are encouraging you?
I do. Yes, I do.
Well, can I pray with you, Joy? I wish we had a simple answer for this, but I'll tell you what. This could be the time of your life to grow more spiritually than any other time. As you really grow in God's Word and be stable and have good counsel around yourself as you walk through this difficult time, and we'll pray that your husband also gets help for himself.
That would be great, Randy. Thank you.
Let me pray for you. Lord, I do pray for Joy. I pray for Joy's husband as well. Our hearts break when we see marriages and families that are just damaged and impacted as a result of substances people use, and they get out of control and become addictive in our lives. And it can be alcohol or drugs. It can be any number of things. It can be work. It can be any number of things that we allow to get between you and us. And I just pray in the case of Joy's husband that he'll have a breakthrough, get help for himself, and be able to move in a direction of reestablishing his relationship with you, because that's ultimately the brokenness of saying, I can't do this alone. For Joy, as a new believer, I pray you'll strengthen her, get her good counsel, get people into her life that will encourage her, help her to find a place where she can grow and be strong as she goes through this time. We pray for healing in this marriage, for a recovery, for every aspect of this marriage in the months ahead, and we'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Joy. Appreciate your call. Sorry you're facing it. It's another reality. It's another reminder of the importance of living intentionally in Christ.
Thank you, Dr. Randy. Your messages, all your callers are so wonderful. It's given me so much hope and my desperate hour of need. God bless you. Please stay on the radio as long as possible. We love you. Bye.
And I'm calling just to bless you and your family and tell you that you're doing a wonderful job on the radio. You have been such a blessing in my life on my way to work, and keep up the great work. And my prayer is that God will continue to use you to speak to the hearts of many people that are in relationships.
Yes, Dr. Randy Carlson, this is Ms. Rodriguez in San Antonio. I just wanted to let you know that your work came out as an encouragement for me today. I've been going through a lot in my marriage and the family. But just listening to other people, I find myself not to be the only one in that situation. I just want to thank you for your ministry and the words of encouragement. Thank you and God bless you.
Hello, my name is Debbie. I just recently discovered Dr. Carlson's messages on the radio, and it's just been wonderful. I just wanted to give a call and tell him how much it's really been great listening to it and helping my whole family. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. If you just joined us, if you're a newbie, welcome to the Intentional Living Ministry. Come on in. You're welcome. The doors are open. You belong here, because I'll tell you what, you look around and you think, you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world I don't want to be a part of. There's a lot going on in our culture today that is not going to build my spirit, not going to draw me closer to Christ. You're a part of a family here that in the deepest parts of our hearts want you to be successful in your walk with Christ and your family. And we do that by building you up in the good news of His love, His intentional love for you. And we do that because of those who support the ministry. And again, thank you, members. Thank you for making this possible. In addition to the radio, if you don't know, we do some other stuff. Dr. Kevin Lehman and I, for instance, are having a reunion tour, but it's going to be focused on marriage and parenting, both of the essential areas of life. And it's going to be in Albuquerque on April the 7th, and then in Phoenix on April the 21st, both Saturday mornings, 8:30 to 12:30. Let you out so you can get have lunch and so on. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hoffmantown Church in Albuquerque, Glendale Nazarene from Glendale. You can get your tickets today. Come on out. All the proceeds go to the ministry to help advance reaching more people for Christ. And you get a really practical day of teaching, a lot of humor. You're going to laugh. And guys, listen, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a practical thing for you and for your marriage. So come on out. Go to theintentionallife.com. And then my wife Donna and I taking a tour to Washington, D.C., to our spiritual heritage of the roots of our nation, and touring the Bible Museum and other cool places. All the information on the October 10 through 16 tour of D.C. is available at theintentionallife.com. We'd love to have you come. All right, we're going to continue this series tomorrow. See you then.